brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have the founder. We have the head of Project Censored joining us coming up in the next hour to get into 9/11, the electronic voting machines, election fraud, a host of other foundational, pivotal events and actions that are taking on more and more shape in our society. It's all coming up in the next hour. We're going to have open phones today on this live Friday edition. I'm not going to be taking off this weekend. The New World Order is coming down on us so bad right now that I'm not even going to my sister's graduation. She's 15 years younger than me. I'm not going to her high school graduation Sunday, her events. I am going to be working Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I will be here on air, and I will be on KLBJ 590 AM from noon to 2 coming up Sunday. Why am I doing this? Why am I intensifying? I got home at 2:30 last night, and yes, I've got bloodshot eyes right now. I'm not tooting my horn. I'm doing this because, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have World War III. The Senate just voted to kill this country. I actually started crying on my way home last night. And even people that think they know what's going on don't realize how close we are right now. Our beloved country, America, the United States, is going into world government completely right now. And I am angry. I am ready to tear somebody's head off. I'll just be honest with you. And do you ever have something bad happen to you in your life and you'll forget about it for a few minutes and all of a sudden you have that pang of anxiety and anger and or fear, or you're upset when you think, why do I feel like this? And you remember, oh yeah, a few weeks ago, week and a half ago, my best friend from childhood, still a good friend of mine here locally in Austin, died unexpectedly, and I was there as he was dying on the respirator. Then I left for an hour or so and came back right after he had actually expired. Kind of a blessing that I wasn't there for that. And then every a few hours, I'll have this pang of pain, and then I'll remember, oh yeah, my good friend died. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The pang I've been having since yesterday over what this Senate vote means has been more painful. I mean, last night I'm finishing up the new film Terror Storm. I'm feeling good. And then all of a sudden I have this pang of anger and being upset. And I go, why do I feel like this? I'm normally at ease. And I went, oh, yeah, the Senate vote. And I woke up last night at about 4 a.m. after only about an hour and a half of sleep and went, oh, the Senate vote. And this morning, oh, the Senate vote. And I just don't even, it's not just the Senate vote and the voting for total, complete amnesty, and it looks like the House right now is going to pass it. It's indicative of a whole train of abuses. And we have traitorous, total scum running our government, Democrats, Republicans, our media are a bunch of perfumed whores to the New World Order, selling out their own birthright and their children and grandchildren's futures. Just to see the death of America, and make no mistake, folks, this is, if the 25 million are given amnesty and then immediately another 25 million will rush in the next 5 years after that, this happened in 86, they said they were given a million amnesty, 6 million got amnesty, and another 10 million over the next 5-6 years got in after that. The media tries to play down those numbers, so I just, they openly announce on CNN it's part of world government, and still there are a lot of fake conservatives on radio telling everybody that Bush has just gotten tough on immigration, praise him. I just, the staggering level of lies, they're so easy to disprove, but so many swallow them. I'm going to go over when we get back. Strap yourselves in. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm so angry right now that I'm calm. I feel very aggressive. I want to tear somebody's head off. Because I love this country. I defend this nation. My family lives here. My family has lived here on both sides since this country was founded. I know that America is special. I care about the United States. I care about the state of Texas that I hail from. And I know what happened yesterday, and I know that it's only a telltale sign, a bellwether. It is a logo of the New World Order that America will die and will be subdivided. The Senate overwhelmingly passed total blanket amnesty. An accompanying bill in the House is passed. Now it goes into conference to merge the two pieces of legislation. It could easily pass in the next 2 weeks to a month. They are saying that it is going to pass, and why am I so upset about this? It's multifaceted. Number one, if you read the plan, it is the biggest blanket amnesty ever. It completely dwarfs, in terms of scale, the 1986 amnesty of 6 million illegal aliens that they claimed at the time. I've gone and pulled the news articles that they claimed at the time was only 1 million. It was really 6 million. They claim this amnesty is 14 million. If it was six times that number, the true number, in 86, what is it now? Conservatively, it is double. 25 to 30 million. But don't believe Alex Jones about this. Here's Lou Dobbs, who rarely writes articles. He wrote one for CNN. Headline, Bush, Congress tell working folks to go to hell. You can tell he's angry about this as well. And he calls it in the second paragraph, full amnesty for all illegal aliens in this country, even though nobody really knows whether the number is 11 million, 12 million, or 20 million. And then he goes on. And that's what it is. And I listen to mainstream neocon talk radio. These people are worse than Hillary Clinton. They sit up there posing as conservatives, lying. I'll never forget, about 6 months ago, I was driving home from work during the day, and I was listening to Sean Hannity of ABC Radio. And for 15 minutes, he went into a rant about the La Reconquistas, the destruction of our border, and he said, Bush is down on the border, he's saving us, we've got to pass his guest worker program. And I knew for 15 minutes in that he was going to tell the truth about the problem and then give a false solution. It's like saying, well, you've got the flu, you're sick, drink a bottle of cyanide and you'll be better. And it fools people. People want to be fooled. Especially mindless liberals who think this is good, this is sweet, oh, the sweet little immigrants. Yeah, the 6+ billion people that live outside this country who all want to come here, and there's official globalist documents that our Congress is admittedly using to craft legislation. This is all admitted. That says it's all about destroying the middle class and setting up a world government and an American union. I mean, there's no excuse now. That is even admitted by Lou Dobbs. You can go read the official documents. It is the American Union, and folks, it is bad news. The end of America. Do you understand? The 110% end of this country. And why do I get even more angry? Because I know that 97% in Texas polls are against the toll roads with the transponders that will take over almost every major state and federal highway and city road and put transponders in our inspection stickers. It's all official. It's all happening. No one, 97% are against it. They do it. 70+% of Americans are against the war. They continue it. Most Americans are against gun control. It marches forward. Almost all Americans are against forced inoculations. They've passed federal laws saying they claiming the power they have to enforce it. There's hundreds of these examples. You can name them. Just where they don't care what we want. They don't care what's constitutional. And this is what concerns me. 10 years ago, if 70, 80, 90% of people wanted something and people were violently opposed to it, it generally didn't happen. Or every once in a while they had a victory. Now, the globalists just have victory after victory after victory after victory after victory. They just don't care. And they couldn't get away with it if fake conservative radio talk show hosts. How many of you know that talk radio is bigger than all the TV news channels combined? Go look at the ratings numbers. Rush Limbaugh's got 22 million listeners, and when he says that, that's very conservative. Limbaugh is only going off the rated stations that buy Arbitron, and that's only about 60-70% from the numbers I've looked at, depending on what month it is that buy it. It's really about 30 million. It's probably 22 million every day. And what does he do? He gets up there and he goes, yeah, I don't like it, but, you know, this will help, and it's not perfect, but we got to compromise. And he has Dick Cheney on. Dick Cheney goes on his show to sit there and try to pacify you. Now, you're going to have to make a decision. Do you love Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and George Bush more than you love this country? And I want to tell the liberals something. You think Bush is so bad, well, then why are you supporting the number one thing he's been pushing? You love Hillary. She hangs out with Rupert Murdoch in secret meetings that we know of for 4 years every week. And now they're public meetings. They're having fundraisers for her. They're going to get behind her. Roger Ailes, head of Fox News. Man, these people aren't conservative. Fox puts out the most family-destroying garbage I've ever seen. They're managing you. They're punching your buttons. It's not funny. I am in a rage right now, a controlled rage, because they just don't care. Do you realize they've been training our military to confiscate our guns? I've got video of it. They've been doing it for decades, and now it's accelerating. It is confirmed. We have the official training manuals. They're training preachers in every county in the country, 13,000 plus, to tell their parishioners to accept gun confiscation. That's what they're doing. That's what's happening. That's what's going on. That's what's being said. They're training them to tell you to go into emergency relocation camps. They're training you to submit. I mean, this is right out of some nightmare. This is right out of The Running Man. This isn't America. Cameras and microphones are going up coast to coast. License plate scanning, reading cameras have gone up. FEMA command bunkers, huge emergency FEMA camps. It's in the Houston Chronicle. All of this just in your face. Our government for 60 years openly financing Mexico that has triple the resources we have officially to have their government print up literature for all their grade school children that America's bad and they're going to take over the Southwest. It's all about breaking the country up. We have a country openly saying they're taking over, openly saying they're going to get violent. And our government says we'll put unarmed troops on the border as some image for the American people to think they're doing something. Those troops won't even matter because under this legislation, they'll all be legalized. It will end most of the border crossing because you won't need to. That's in the legislation. You think it's bad how many high-tech jobs we've lost? We've lost around 80% of them. The high-paying tech jobs, the computer software engineering, the computer programming. They're going to be able to bring in unlimited skilled workers. It'll be the end of just the issuing, 2 to 3 million visas a year for these guest workers that are skilled. It's unlimited skilled, unlimited unskilled. The corporations can now pay to bring these people in. And the American people, 90% now in major polls. It was 87%. But these big national demonstrations staged by the Bush PR firm with Fox, Rob Allen and Co., it backfired on them. They don't care. Ah, so what if they didn't buy our propaganda? We're just going to do it. We're going to turn America into a third world country. You know how they live in Mexico City? I'm not against those poor people, even though they've been brainwashed to hate this country. The point is they are total slaves. And you're going to be slaves too. Make no mistake, that's what's being set up, is slavery in this country. They say America always does it bigger and better. Well, we're going bad, folks. We're going authoritarian. We're going into tyranny. We're going into despotism bigger and better than anybody's ever done it. So this is what we face right now. Total, complete amnesty. And many Americans are fooled, running around giddily, going, oh boy, we got tough on the illegals. They're all legal for 6 years, anybody who can get here or who is here. And they put some flimsy provision in to fool people. Oh, if you're a felon, we won't let you. Aggravated violent felon. And then there's a proviso in that saying, well, if you've got a hardship and you can show that you've already got family here, then you can stay. There's nothing. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a leg that's chopped off. It does absolutely nothing. Nothing. Zero. Except pacify the American people. And I'm here just looking at this, looking at what has happened here. And it makes me sick. And I have Lou Dobbs' headline here, where he tells it like it is. President Bush and Senate tell American working people, go to hell. And there's really no better way to say it or put it, but it's more than just that. So we'll open the phones up. I want you to specifically comment on this, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of other news today we'll be getting into as well. We have the founder and head of Project Censored coming on to talk about what corporations are profiting from 9/11, the Iraq War, the electronic voting machines, all of it. That's another reason they're so arrogant. Three of the big electronic voting machine companies really are run by the NSA and CIA. They're just government fronts. I mean, there's guys with high and tight haircuts with machine guns, little submachine guns under their jackets that run these things. I mean, it's that bad, folks. Oh, man. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Defending the republic from enemies foreign and domestic, and the worst enemies of this constitutional republic is the White House and the congressional leadership and the scumbag governors. At the beginning of the broadcast, I talked about how, you know, my sister's graduating from high school. She's 15 years younger than me. I'm 32. She's 18. She's graduating. And I'm not going to be there for the graduation this Sunday. I'm going to be on KLBJ 590 from noon to 2. They said, do you want to do the show? I said, sure, I'll come in and do the show. They're trying to figure out a way to pick up the syndicated show, so I've been doing some weekend shows there. And I'll be working tonight. I'll be working tomorrow. I'll be working Sunday. I'll be working live here on air Monday. And why is that? Why am I going to Bilderberg next month? Why am I going to L.A.? Why am I going to Chicago next week for the big 9/11? Because we've got to intensify our efforts Duty is ours. Consequence belongs to God. And I believe if we fight hard enough, God will bless us and save this nation. But that's how serious things are. When I learned the Senate had passed this and that the House has already passed an accompanying bill, it now goes into conference so they can try to work the two in together. It's a very good chance this is going to pass. They passed animal ID yesterday through the Congress. It's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. It's all happening. All this avalanche of unpopular, unconstitutional, un-American tyranny. Iraq didn't attack us. Iraq isn't a threat to this country. Iran isn't. Our own government is. Do you understand they're going to legalize at least 25 million illegals and then allow for 6 years? That's how long the piece of legislation runs for. And, of course, 6 years, they've got it set up, just like with the Patriot Act, to expand it. That'll be the next legalization. I predict that'll be 25 million more. They've already reported since the amnesty was announced about a year ago, record numbers coming across the southern and northern border from all over the world. We always talk about Latin Americans and Mexicans because we've had two wars with Mexico, and Mexico thinks that this is their country, and our government's been financing the La Reconquista for globalism. It's publicly announced. So I want you to understand, a foreign country says this is their country. They've mobilized through PR firms 25 million of their citizens to demonstrate here and to tell us what to do. Our government is behind the whole thing and is passing the legislation to do it. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this is the equivalent of an enemy army knocking down the front gates and pouring in, and our government is telling the Home Guard to stand down and to aid them and to harass American citizens. Guest worker program. Total. Bush keeps saying it's not an amnesty, and then you read the plan, and it says that anyone who's here can sign up, get their green card, and get on the fast track for citizenship within 2 years. It's instantaneous. And it's happening right now. And it fooled people for the last 2 weeks, some of them just enough. Oh, yeah, he's going to put troops on the border. Ooh, and then Mexico protested. And they have the very illegal aliens hired and controlled by Rob Allen and Co., Bush and Fox's PR firm, to openly have demonstrations against the legislation. But they're crowing about it. They can't help it. This is BBC. What are they actually doing in Mexico? See, they have staged events here, but meanwhile, what's on Mexican TV, radio, and print? Headline, BBC News, Mexico hails U.S. immigration bill. Oh, really? I thought they protested it. See how they do this? I mean, this is blanket hoaxes, just mass media hoaxes. Everyone in mainstream media but Lou Dobbs has been up there telling you that this has got the liberals angry, this has got the immigrants angry, Vicente Fox is against it. And I'm like, no, they're not. They're lobbying for it. It's all a lie. They just keep fooling us and fooling us. But now people really aren't even fooled. They just don't care. They just do it. Mexico hails U.S. immigration bill. Mexican President Vicente Fox has praised the U.S. Senate for passing an immigration bill he called a monumental step forward. Yes. Yes, if the House passes this and they legalize 25 million, it'll suck another 15, 25 million up here in the next few years. And these people are crazed. They have been told America's bad. They're running around saying, ha ha, there's nothing you can do. The bill paves the way for millions of illegal migrants to seek citizenship, although it must be reconciled with tougher measures passed in the House. Which is, we'll put a few thousand troops on the border who were just there to report to Border Patrol for a few months until the bill passes. It's nothing. Mr. Fox, on a four-day trip to the U.S., said it was a moment that millions of families have been hoping for. He went on to say, this is the decade of migrants. Opinion polarized. Mr. Fox said in an address to the California legislature in Sacramento late Thursday, this is the moment that millions of people have been working for. Today, a historic vote is a monumental step forward, but we recognize that there is more debate ahead. Yes, we're down, but we're not out, folks. I want you to go to every event where scumbag congressmen are, and I want you to get in their face, and I want to go, listen to me, you piece of trash. You get in there, and you vote this down now, you scumbag.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
In summation, if a country doesn't have a border, it's not sovereign. The New World Order openly says this is the crown jewel in an American union to bring in. They already have a 25 million plus man army. It's a lot more than that, folks. That's conservative. To bully the American people into submission. This is what elites have done throughout history. They bring in foreign groups to then menace the domestic population, divide and conquer. This is what the elite are doing. So many Democrats know George Bush is corrupt and bad, but they support his amnesty because it's liberal and nice. There's nothing about it being liberal and nice. It's about the end of this country. It'd be bad enough if we had 25 million illegal aliens, predominantly from Mexico here, if they were just here to work and become Americans. They're not, folks. Most of them think it's Mexico. Even people born in this country, I've been looking at different college students' MySpace accounts, and I just see it everywhere. They actually wrap themselves in Mexican flags. They talk about how they're Aztecs. I mean, this is sick. Do you realize this is a primitive third world country? They haven't been conditioned by the New World Order. They're tribal. They're into their raza. They're into their race. And that's what their groups are called. And we're a bunch of domesticated idiots. And they're just torching this country in front of us. The Senate has passed total, complete, absolute amnesty. And for 6 years, not just the 25 million that are here, for 6 years, anybody who gets here, anybody who's already here, anybody, unlimited skilled and unskilled visas. And as soon as you're here, boom. By the way, they've done all the math. An illegal alien, on average, takes double the amount of money in services that they pay in taxes. That's because very few pay taxes. If they do, it's double the services. I don't want to hear this anymore, that it contributes to our economy, and we couldn't operate, and, oh, Americans just won't take these jobs. Yeah, if illegals will lift into a house, don't have insurance, go get cars, and then don't pay the car payments, on and on and on. Send most of their money back to Mexico. They're on welfare at the same time. The government gives them preferential treatment. Of course Americans can't take those jobs. Listen, I know so many people. Americans aren't lazy, I'll tell you that, most of them. I know people who've got 2-3 degrees, who are hardworking, who work 3 jobs a week. Husband and wife. Which is exactly what the social engineers in the 50s wrote policy papers on. We have the official government documents. They're in Charlotte Isherby's Deliberate Dumbing Down book, the size of a phone book. She was number 2 Department of Education. It said, the family's too strong, Americans are too smart, they're too informed for our political aims, we've got to break the family up. They hired Gloria Steinem, the Central Intelligence Agency did. This is admitted. The CIA ran Miss Magazine. The neocon publications were set up by the CIA. That's all public. But she went in, and they told women, oh, your man's bad. Get out of the house. You're going to show him. You're going to be revolutionary. That's what Edward Bernays, the father of modern PR and propaganda, said, is that you stage something as rebellious and cool and anti-establishment, they'll buy it. That's why they had the flappers for suffrage, which I support suffrage, voting. But they paid the leaders to smoke cigarettes on the newsreels and in the rallies. The women thought, oh, it's cool to smoke cigarettes. See, just one example. They tell the illegal aliens, oh, it's cool to bring down America. It's your Raza. It's your La Reconquista. You're run by New York and D.C. and London. Period. Period. And I want to say something else, too. The big Israeli lobby in this country is very powerful and through the ADL and others, and is lobbying for open borders and calling anybody a racist who doesn't want to kill this country. They've attacked me in their border report and put false quotes in there I didn't say. Meanwhile, look at Israel. A Jew cannot marry a non-Jew. There was an article where 8,000 Chinese workers came in last year, and they told them when they got off the plane, here's a letter, if you even date a Jew, you'll go to jail, you'll be kicked out of this country. My point is they don't let foreigners into their country. They don't let Christians proselytize on the street. No, but they're our friend, and Israel lobby is involved in our internal politics, and all we've done is prop that place up, and they're involved breaking down our borders. Elites of every stripe and are all together, whether it's a Mexican elite or the Israeli elite or the British elite. They're all in England. Blair says he's getting tough on illegal immigration. He wants a national ID card for it. Then the BBC comes out with his leaked own document, because there's good people in government, and they admit it's real, try to prosecute whoever released it, signing secret deals with France to bring in unlimited Arabs. And again, even if you're an Arab listening, going, well, why are you attacking us? The point is you're being used. The point is that that's what's behind all this. The Red Cross, another criminal organization at the top, not you, the members or the supporters, built, 8 years ago, a gigantic facility right there at the newly opened channel, as they call it, the tunnel. And every night they allow unlimited, they have open box cars, and the British, this has been on ITN News, they allow the illegals to fill them. It's all part of an operation. The police stand by, and every night when those trains pull in, unlimited illegal aliens from all over Asia and the Middle East pour off and Eastern Europe. And he signed a secret deal with France for them to stage that as a entry point. Just the British and French government openly bringing in unlimited illegal aliens. Meanwhile, if you're a British citizen walking down the street, they stop you and randomly search you. When I was there, I'd be on the side of the street just videotaping pedestrians walking for my new film that's coming out, and police would come over and put me in a terrorist database. I'm not kidding, folks. Total police state for a citizen or for a tourist visiting who's got their passport, but illegal aliens, unlimited secret deal signed 3 years ago. We learned of it 3 years ago. It had been signed even before Blair got in, and he signed another agreement. And that's all in the new film. So our governments, by design, everywhere, are breaking down the borders, getting rid of our countries. There is no debating it. And they'll say, but be nice to the immigrants. They're good people. Hey, a lot of them probably are. The problem is we linked it to neocon publications and neocon-funded imams in, what was it, 10 different European countries. We know they staged those riots. France didn't want to attack Iran. Belgium, a bunch of others. Germany didn't. The Dutch didn't. The Netherlands. And then overnight, neocon publications post all the Muhammad pictures, made up cartoons that actually hadn't been published elsewhere. They made a big controversy out of it. Then government-controlled imams said, riot, take over, and the young Muslim youth did it, and they're now saying Europe belongs to them. And what's Europe do? Pump in even record levels of them, see? It's the same thing with the Mexicans. What's wrong with you illegal alien Mexicans? I know a lot of you listen. Why do you hate America so much? Don't you understand you're being controlled by the elite? You're not going to get anything out of this. And you know what? I hate having to talk about this because I have so many Hispanic friends who love this country, who are Americans, great patriotic people, and they're upset about what's happening. And the media tries to make it look like Hispanic Americans are for this when upwards of 70% in polls of Hispanics are against what's happening. And they try to make it look like we're all against each other. No, we're not. Oh, they don't teach our heritage in the Texas schools. They have Texas history in the public schools. I took it. They don't teach you that Juan Navarro and all these other people were the founders of Texas and wrote the Constitution, and a third of those that fought were Hispanic. They don't teach you how patriotic they were and how when Navarro died in 1875, there was a day of mourning and his picture up all over Texas and people crying. No. He was a big Texas hero until the last 50 years. They took him out of the textbooks. They don't want Mexican Americans knowing that they are more Texan than anybody. They don't want you having your heritage. It's sick. It's sick. Santa Anna was a dictator, a piece of filth. Look at Mexico. It's never had freedom. For 3,000 years, it's been run, plus, by bloodthirsty Mesoamerican tribes. I say 3,000 because they were doing some sacrifice before 3,000 years ago, going back thousands and thousands of years before that. But about 3,000 years ago, stuff really went crazy, and the most vicious, evil tribes took over. And it's hellish. And then there's an underlying culture here from southern Mexico that is the dominant culture now with these illegal aliens. And, man, it's scary, folks. Satanic is the only thing you can describe it as. I know I'm ranting. I just am boiling right now. In Mexico, this is so key. Mexico hails U.S. immigration bill. Fox, it's all over their newspapers, radio. They're saying big victory. They've taken over the Southwest. Their leaders are openly saying, Gutierrez is saying, the Chicano Studies head at UT Arlington, that this is the victory. This is one of the chief Chicano leaders in our country. I mean, he's the most quoted. He says all whites must be killed and will be killed soon. Can you imagine what the mainstream media could do with that? They don't touch it. They don't dare talk about it above their breath. And most Hispanics don't want to kill all whites, but the point is our government funds the groups that do have this attitude because they all want us fighting with each other. You watch, this 25 million is only the start. It'll be 25 million more in the next decade, conservatively. And the globalists can punch a button, and these illegals will burn down every major city. And then, oh, we better give them even more amnesty. Don't worry, we're merging with Mexico, the American Union. That'll make you happy. They've even designed the new flag, a merger of the U.S., Mexican, and Canadian flag, with the three symbols on it. They've picked Atlanta as the capital. This is all official. Do you understand? Openly, global government. I said I'd go to your calls. Let's just go to them right now. I said yesterday we can go to war with Mexico. For the reasons we went to war with Iraq, I mean, there are real reasons to go to war with Mexico. A country that borders us, saying they're taking over, with their people invading it, shooting routinely and kidnapping American citizens, their troops are. And, they're our friends, and the Border Patrol can't be, assist the Minutemen. It has to spy on the Minutemen to the Mexican government, and the Minutemen are vigilantes, Bush says, but tattle on your neighbors, though, in the heartland. Spy on everyone, but don't watch the border. I mean, it's all a joke. Jason in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I have heard three disparaging shows from you in the last couple of weeks. really the last week, and I want to put them together and see what you think of them as the whole, you know, this whole picture with the bankers openly speaking of how to come out on top of the violent correction. I think that was a quote from your show the other day that they're.
Now, that was in the Financial Times of London. They're about saying they're about to stage a global depression.
Okay, factor that in with the wide open borders and the FEMA being in 13,000 counties teaching our pastors to be brown shirts. Man, oh man, it sure does seem like 11th hour is an understatement.
Yeah, it sure is. That's why people want me to go lounge around and go do little social events. And I'm like, no. Listen, some people may not know this is basically the Alamo. They're coming over the walls, literally. I mean, I always use that analogy, but I mean, this is it, folks.
Well, my main question, Alex, is I've seen so many different numbers on the web. I wondered, do you know what the real number of FEMA camps is in this country? I mean, you know,
thousands. And by that, sir, every school with an automatic locking door system with bars on the windows with a 10-foot fence around it with barbed wire is a camp. They say this. Every sports stadium is a camp. The government says this. All the big federal and state prisons that lie almost empty and some empty, all the old World War II camps from Manazar out in California to a camp in Bastrop have been reopened, refurbished. They're everywhere, sir. Then there's a few dozen official ones that the Houston Chronicles reported on, emergency centers. And they show them on the news and say, this is for the illegals. No, they're legalizing them.
Right under our noses as we sleep. It's ridiculous. It's really, it's like the Twilight Zone. I live in the Twilight Zone. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Oh, yeah, it's the Twilight Zone. Now, the globalists A-bomb a city or release a biological. They'll sit there for a couple of weeks, let you start starving to death, let the city start burning with looting. And the troops are going to come in. They're not going to bring you water and food, boys and girls, unless you turn your guns in. Guaranteed. Absolute guarantee. You think I'm joking around, folks? The globalists don't care if you've got Wally World to go to, or if you've got Disney World to go to, or if you're happy, or you got money. The globalists don't want to hurt the economy. They make too much money. Yeah, they physically print it. You're right. No, it's about consolidation. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Florida. Tom, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on your show. I called in last week as well, and do appreciate the forum. It's really wonderful.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got two quick comments and a serious question. The first one relates to the Bilderberg meeting next week. I just kind of wanted to let you know that Jackie Kucinich, who's Dennis Kucinich's daughter, she frequently writes for the Hill. She's been commenting on the Bilderbergs for some time and did some stories on the last meeting. So I was wondering if, maybe you would consider coordinating with her on this project.
I won't be coordinating too much when I'm there. I'll interview some of the people that have been covering it.
Yeah.
And I'll be getting the news stories. It's coming up the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and I'll be there with live reports from Ottawa City, Ottawa.
Right. Sounds cool. The second one was that I kind of agree with you. I'm not an expert on the immigration topic. But I think it stinks to high heaven.
Well, sir, I've just read the bill. I mean, it, Lou Dobbs is reporting it. The Mexican president celebrating it, calling it total amnesty. It is.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, I take my hats off to Dobbs for even speaking out about this because, I mean, you would think that the CNN, conglomerate would kind of come down on Dobbs for that. I don't understand.
Well, he left CNN and he came back, and I know he has an agreement to do whatever he wants, basically.
Yeah, that's pretty far out. Well, I guess the point that I wanted to make when I first called into the show was I think we have a chance to stop globalism. I mean, are you familiar with Aaron Russo and Freedom to Fascism?
Yes.
Yeah, far out. He did a coast to coast show. I think the night before you aired on it last week. He's the for your listeners. He produced Trading Places and Wise Guys.
And he was a libertarian presidential candidate.
Oh yeah. And he interviews IRS agents, writers, politicians, etc. And he discusses the fiat monetary system and the Federal Reserve and the tax laws and mm-hmm. how they're a sham and RFID technology and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing, Alex. I think, and from what I understand, Aaron kind of needs some help on this. He spent the last 2 years of his life doing this film. He's plugged a lot
of
personal.
We had him on. I appreciate your call, sir. I'm kind of getting the idea that I haven't done enough with that call. So, I'm sorry I haven't done enough for you, okay? We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back and take more calls. When his film comes out, I'm going to carry it and sell it. And then it's up to you guys to get it and get it out to people. And it's just one more salvo in the fight against the New World Order. I always get this idea that people think there's one magic bullet. You know, we've got a chance to defeat the globalists, this movie. You know, I don't think one of my films is going to defeat the New World Order. It's everything together. It's everyone together, moving forward, affecting change. But if you want to know what my hot button is, it's that I need to do this, I need to do that. I mean, I know what I need to do, and I'm doing what I need to do, okay? Appreciate your call. Look, I'm in a bad mood today, so watch out. J.R., Ken, John, and others, 1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us. We'll come back and take more of your calls. And we will get into more of the news as well. We got two big guests coming up. The middle of the third hour, I got Glenn Spencer coming on, an expert on the open borders, to analyze this Senate bill for you as well. It's now passed. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Go back to your calls here in just a minute or two. I want to remind you, we have a huge 9/11 conference, one of the biggest and best ever. Ray McGovern, senior CIA advisor to Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., will be there, one of the keynote speakers. Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program, Professor Stephen Jones. Find out about all the attendees. There'll be some surprise guests as well at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, link through to AmericanScholarSymposium.org. There's a big banner up on all my pages to it. Get your tickets. They're as low as $34 a piece when you get multiple tickets so you and the family can come. It's June 24th and 25th. Get your tickets before they're gone. We're coming up on about half the tickets being gone right now. And every event I've ever had is sold out. So I hope you get them now before you miss out on this. And if you believe in what we're doing, you need to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and get all the books and videos that we carry. You not only get powerful tools to inform yourself to a higher level and inform others around you, but you also support the other documentary filmmakers and authors whose books and videos we carry, as well as the 14 films I have produced. The 15th is about to be out. We have a lot of big specials and deals there on the site, 14 different specials right now. Peruse the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore Shopping Cart at InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free to get tickets to the event or buy videos on via the toll-free number at 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And don't forget to tune in this Sunday on KLBJ at noon to 2 when I do a Sunday show there. It's that important. We're fighting that hard. And I'm turning the heat up. We will be live here on Monday as well. And just going back to Tom earlier wanting me to promote Russo's film, I am. I've had him on about the film. I'm going to have him back on. I tried to get him in studio when he was here in town. He was too busy. I would put that on the TV show. We're going to have him on in studio soon when he's in town next time. And at the same time, you know, that's what we do. We have all these authors and researchers on. We give them all attention. That's what we do, sir. I just heard a little bit of, you know, you need to do this, and that just gets on my nerves. JR in Texas. JR, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Hello. Yes, sir. I'm just basically calling to try and get the word out about a very interesting documentary and a book that that I came across last year through the internet. And seeing as...
Sure, tell us about it, sir.
Yes, sir. It's you know how all roads basically lead to London? And how the British Empire seems to have a very big part of this whole
yes.
New World Order and Illuminati
yes.
thing?
Yes, I'd say the biggest, yes.
Yeah, I agree. Well, there's this author named Tim Cohen, and he has this documentary and book called The Antichrist and a Cup of Tea.
Yes.
And it's on Google Video, so you can look it up in Google Video.
I've interviewed him before.
Oh, man, I'd love to hear that interview.
I don't know if Prince Charles is the Antichrist, but I know certainly the book's got a lot of good info about the British royalty.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I just wanted to get the word out on that, Alex.
Hey, sir, what do you think about the total... Thank you. What do you think about the total blanket amnesty passing the Senate, set to pass the House?
I'm going to go read up on that right now, but it's awful. It's terrible. And you're right on about the illegal aliens and the corrupt Mexican government. It's a hellhole.
Well, I mean, this fight goes on and on and on, and now we're at the point with the total amnesty. The end of America, folks. That's why I'm so angry today. We need to get focused on this. I appreciate your call. There, JR, good to hear from you. Ken in New York. Ken, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
It's another dark day for our country. It's no surprise for us that have been following the immigration issue. I've been following it for about 20-plus years. What did kind of surprise me yesterday was that 62 of these senators voted for that amnesty bill.
And Republicans and Democrats together did it.
Pretty
62-36 vote. Yeah, notice, together.
And Frist, I corresponded with his office a couple of times over the past 4 or 5 weeks, and he sent out, I hear the music, can you hold me over?
Just keep going, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I sent him a couple of emails, I faxed his office, and he then sent out an email, Dear Friend, which went out to everybody who responded to him. He said, I adamantly oppose amnesty, and yet he voted for it yesterday.
Well, that's it. They go, because it's not amnesty. It's like saying murder isn't murder. It's the biggest amnesty ever, but we're not calling it that, so it's not amnesty.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.